Let me speak now to Mike Nesbitt, leader of the Ulster Unionists. Michael Nesbitt, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
What can you say to the Alliance politicians this morning, and indeed to their families, that will make them feel safer in their homes and in their places of work?
I would say to them that I condemn without reservation all violence and all intimidation. What has been happening is wrong morally, it is wrong legally, and it is wrong for any unionist to engage in violence. It is not what the union is about. The union is about freedom of expression. So people may be angry, people may be frustrated, but this is not the way to express it. All it has achieved is two negatives, as far as I can see. First of all, it's going to make it increasingly difficult for people who do want to express their frustration and anger in a legal, democratic and peaceable protest to do so because of the fear it will lead to more violence. And secondly, it's taking a focus off what the Alliance Party have done in terms of the flag at Belfast City Hall, and it's allowing them to portray themselves as the victims, whereas what they have done is demonstrate that they're not a kind of soft, cuddly form of unionism. They're not unionists at all. They're actually anti-British in some ways, and that's where the focus should be, and not on the fact that they're being attacked, which is utterly, utterly wrong.
Would you call on people to desist from protesting at this point in time about this flags issue?
I think what people need is an alternative, and that's what I was working on last night, Frank. The issue for me is that the people who put their hands up to support the peace process did not buy into what is happening. And what is happening is this constant, ever-ending chipping away at their Britishness. Unionists paid a huge price for the peace process, and the prize, as they saw it, was that their Britishness, our status within the United Kingdom, was guaranteed. And that's not what is happening. And if you go down, for example, into East Belfast, there's no sign of the much-vaunted peace process, in fact, of the peace dividend, I should say. Rather, people are facing into a double-dip recession. And on top of that, this prize of their Britishness being guaranteed is being constantly, constantly niggled at, chipped away at, and diminished.
But would it be common sense for people to stop protesting in the interim because of the incidents that have happened over the last 24, 48 hours?
Well, I cannot say to people that I deny you your right, your democratic right to protest, but I do say to people you must now think incredibly carefully about doing this, because there are people who have been acting illegally, incredibly stupidly, very, very dangerously, and they should be made amenable to the law. Let me be very clear about that. But if there is going to be any further protest, it has to be incredibly well marshalled, and it has to be respectful and peaceable and legal. But what I'm talking about, Frank, is an alternative to that, an alternative that will let people say to the authorities, to people like the Alliance Party, we will not tolerate this continuing chipping away of our Britishness. That's not what this peace process was about.
But on a day like today, when a family's been attacked with a little child in the house simply because that child's parents are in the Alliance Party, is today not a day for Peter Robinson, Michael Nesbitt and David Ford to be standing shoulder to shoulder at Stormont, whereby the whole country can see people united against violence?
That would be, in an ideal world, Frank, I could accept that. But David Ford and Stephen Farry have been attacking the Ulster Unionist Party. They've been attacking two of my most senior colleagues, I think with comments which verge on the defamatory, if they're not actually defamatory. The Ulster Unionist Party have not been stoking up this violence. But we do wish to reflect the fact that what happened this week in terms of the flags is not a one-off, but it is part of a constant chipping away at the Britishness of those of us who support the continuing union of Northern Ireland with England, Scotland and Wales.
How worried are you that some people within loyalism may be off the leash or about to be let off the leash?
I would just say to them, think about what you're doing, because it is wrong on every measure. It's wrong legally, it's wrong morally, and strategically it is wrong for unionists to engage in violence. And they have to rise above that, and I am working very hard on an alternative strategy which will allow them to express their frustration and their anger, not only in a legal and a democratic way, but in a way, I think, which will achieve the sort of results that they want. And the violence achieves the opposite of anything positive.
If something more sinister was to happen to a member of the Alliance Party today, tomorrow, the next day, how worried or concerned would you be considering the guidance that you're giving as a leader of unionism?
I would not take responsibility, Frank, and I don't think it's right to say that. I have condemned all the violence, all the intimidation, and I'm saying to people, step back from it. It would be preferable if we could get the process that I want on the go as soon as possible, because that would mean there is an alternative to peaceful democratic protest. Even the police, Frank, are saying people have the right to take the streets in a peaceful and democratic manner. I'm saying to anybody who's still considering that, think very, very carefully about what you are doing, because you could attract elements who will conduct themselves in an illegal, an illegal manner, and that is to be avoided at all costs.
The SDLP are backing the idea of the Assembly being recalled. Do you believe the Assembly should be recalled?
If the Alliance Party get the 30 signatures, we will participate in any process that takes part in a recalled Assembly today or tomorrow. What we cannot do at the moment is have the Alliance Party making accusations against senior Ulster unionist speakers, which to my mind are potentially, if not actually, defamatory, and I would call on them to withdraw those remarks.
But when you consider the attack on democracy that has happened over the last 48 hours or so, you would think a discussion, a debate, people getting together at Stormont was of paramount importance.
Frank, the Ulster Unionist Party had their headquarters in Glengall Street destroyed in a bomb attack. Several of our members, including elected representatives like Robert Bradford, were murdered during this drive to get us to where we are today. So the Ulster Unionist Party understand the environment in which we're living, and we are saying to people, stop intimidating and stop attacking, physically attacking, members of the Alliance Party.
But you're not driving forward any initiative to recall the Assembly.
Well, what we're driving forward is an initiative which will allow people who are righteously angry and frustrated at this process to express themselves in a way which will show that we have a strategy with an outcome in mind, rather than this mindless anti-democratic violence against members of the Alliance Party.
Michael Nesbitt, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.